thousands of Zimbabweans took their time to forget their social and economic problems to converge on the Glamis Arena to enjoy themselves as the curtain finally came down on the 2015 Zimbabwe International Carnival. Even on a $10 gate entry fee, over 10,000 people, both young and the old, were at the arena to enjoy themselves, sing and dance along with Jamaican music star Busy Signal and a host of Zimbabwean dancehall icons. Enjoy, they really did. Beer and drinks were at a premium at $2 each, but that was not considered as Zimbabweans jostled to grab either a can or a six-pack. Killer T was there. So too was the colors. Freeman, Soldier Love, and Dada D were all there to entertain the fans. Of this magnificent lineup, it was only Dada D who, during his performance, experienced countless power cuts. The Zimbabwe dancehall musician, however, did not blame Zesa for the power problem, but claimed it was sabotage by his rivals.
So somebody gonna have to sabotage. Whoever is in charge should not do this.
Busy Signal, though, was the major highlight and received a large applause when he took to the stage and belted out the crowd's favorite, Dreams of Brighter Days. He also took the time for one more night.
Everybody sing it up!
However, there was another section of the crowd that felt the Jamaican musician did not perform to their expectation and asked him to leave the stage before his time was over. This was in favor of Man of the Moment, Ja Praiser, who did not disappoint and went straight into the hit song Jerusalem with the crowd singing along. The excitement of the crowd, however, also opened up to pickpockets who had a field evening. Many lost their mobile phones and cash, but after an enjoyable evening, they did not care about the belongings they lost. However, such occasions do not go without their own bad incidents. Property was damaged after fans threw missiles onto the stage after one of the musicians, Winky D, failed to take to the stage as promised. The last day of the carnival provided enough evidence that Zimbabweans love their entertainment and enjoyment. But unfortunately, they cannot regularly attend such shows as there is now less and less disposable income for them to do so. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.